This year's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade was filled with colour and excitement, acknowledging the evolution from protests and pride. After watching the SBS coverage, many people commented that the community were overshadowed by the corporate floats. We decided to ask those who were marching how they felt about this.
You know, it's amazing when you're standing there and you're getting all ready at the park and they're like, okay, everyone rounding up and everyone gathering you around and pulling you down next to the van. And as you're going through, everyone's, you know, got their extra bottles of glitter and everything. And as I'm going through, people are slapping pawpaw on my arms and more glitter on my arms and standing there trying to get your last bit of marching moves in for your choreography. But standing there and listening to all the machines, everyone firing up, trucks turning on, the music getting louder, and everyone just hyping up more and more and more. And every time it was your turn to move along, start the proceedings, everyone starts hollering and getting louder, and they're cheering you on each time, and it was great.
So we actually didn't have a dance or choreographed anything, but one seemed to kind of evolve along the parade route. I kept running sort of from the back to the front of our kind of float area. There was a lot of interaction with the crowd as well. People from our float high-fiving the people that were lining the spectator room.
The volume and scale of people there was bigger than previous years. Everybody looking sort of their amazing kind of inner self, if you will, whether that's people that are wearing traditional costumes from like their ethnic background to, you know, sports players inside of all their uniform glory to your leathermen, to your drag queens. Everybody's just like really putting up their best possible face forward.
It was awesome. It was the most electric atmosphere going on, even just in that holding pen. Was just incredible. I've marched before and I've ridden with dykes on bikes and I've also been a spectator, but this year was just over the top. It was electric.
It can be rather taxing. You are there for about almost 3 hours, if not more, waiting that's there. But everybody encourages everybody. Everybody has conversations. Everyone talks. It can be a little tiring, but certainly the adrenaline's pumping. The more and more you hear the music, you see the lights, you see the people walking past, and you go and visit some of the other floats and what have you. So you have to keep yourself occupied, but it can be probably one of the downturns, I suppose, of the whole parade.
You know, I don't want to even say that it's a necessary evil because I know the corporates do bring a financial contribution to the festival that whether we like it or not, you need to be able to produce something as grand as Mardi Gras. But at the same time, I think there is something to be said for having pride networks within those communities because those companies are big companies. IKEA, like in that instance that I mentioned, but whether or not you're talking about any other company, those can be very, very big. And I think establishing and taking pride in that LGBTI community, sure, you could spin it one way to say, oh, you know, are they trading on the pink dollar? But I think the other time, you should realize there are people that work at these places that are LGBTI. And I think, you know, it is great to have an employer who supports you and celebrates that. So I think we just have to be careful when we examine that, because I think it's very easy to quickly go, ooh, boo, corporates, they're, you know, we don't like them. But I don't know, we just have to be careful. I think we need to kind of, you know, look at each case specifically and just be mindful of the context in which they exist.
And that's the thing I always get so angry about when everyone's like, oh, it's just stay away from the corporate. It's all pinkwashing. But you know what? Like me as a transgender woman in a corporate organization actually having a job, what they've done and actually giving me a voice, and people don't realize this, that, you know, I have the backing of all of my management staff here. They're excited that I'm going. And then I come back here on a day-to-day basis throughout the entire year. They've come to me for things like Trans Day of Visibility, Trans Day of Remembrance. Like, how can we better give a better voice? So the company is actually doing so much more behind the scenes than we actually realize. But all we're screaming about is, oh, they've got a drag queen, how transphobic, or oh, the gay TM, they can spend their money better over here. But you know what? Them getting excited about their pride that they're doing within their organization.
In regards to corporate versus community, the corporate float and the corporate group is run by a community of gay and lesbian and allies incorporated and gathering together in order to help mobilize and support our LGBTI staff and customers. I understand that there's a little bit of negativity towards that because it's seen as cashing in on the pink dollar, whereas for us, it's all done in our spare time. We just are lucky enough to get the funds in order to be able to then contribute in a way that helps make us feel that we're part of the action.
I guess I come from more of a community focus, so I like to see that sort of thing more than the corporate. But I think Mardi Gras is about inclusion and it's about getting everyone. And for me, I think sometimes you have to have those corporate dollars and get that inclusion going through everyone. Like, I'm also a CFA Pride ambassador. And so, like, we do Pride and we do chill out next weekend. And it's a very important part to get the movement growing up from the bottom, I think, and to get it out from there. I think that's how we get that wider spread of acceptance and inclusion going on.
100%. If you are thinking of being part of the parade, dive right in, get involved as much as you can. The one thing that I was scared of, this is my first ever Mardi Gras. I've always been scared of going because I'm not a fan of crowds. The compromise was that if I could be in the parade and actually march, means that I'm not in the crowds, and I do not regret it. You will see me next year for sure, 100%.
It was a beautiful experience, and I would suggest that anybody, if anybody gets the opportunity to do it, you've got to do it in your lifetime. It's brilliant.
There's nothing really that can compare to it. It was just something that I will always remember. Absolutely do it. It was an unforgettable experience. It was really an honour to be part of Mardi Gras' 40th anniversary. The 41st will be no different.
You know, it's amazing when you're standing there and you're already at the park and they're like, okay, everyone rounding up and everyone.
So what do you think about corporate versus community when it comes to our Pride parades? You can let us know at The Informer Joy on Twitter or at The Informer on Joy 94.9 on Facebook.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.